O'clock, we have another special guest this morning, Greg Wibberly. He is a candidate for alderman in the Farragut election. By the way, early voting now underway today through August the 1st. Greg, good to see you this morning.
Morning, Daryl. Thanks for having me over. But before you begin, I'd like to give a shout out to my wife. Many of you saw the float that she made for the 4th of July parade. And she's also been my biggest supporter and advisor, so this was my one opportunity to make it public.
So you got your brownie points in, right?
There you go.
You know, one thing, since you mentioned the parade, the Farragut 4th of July parade's a big event. It's
yes.
A fun thing.
Very good. Lots of kids, though. I was amazed at how many. Fortunately, I brought enough candy.
And you learn to bring more than you expect, don't you?
Yep.
So tell us about Greg Wibberly. Tell us about your background, where you came from, and then we'll get into a couple more questions.
Well, my family has deep roots in Farragut. I've lived in Knoxville since 1969 when my parents moved here, and I've been in Farragut since 1986. My wife and I raised five children here and volunteered in our schools, churches, and youth sports. And we built a life alongside neighbors that we have known for many decades. Professionally, I have spent more than 50 years as a project manager on both multi-million dollar construction projects as well as on residential design builds. That experience has taught me how to plan carefully, manage budgets, deal with complex engineering problems, and most importantly, how to deal effectively with people with all sorts of backgrounds.
I'm going to stop you here for a second, because if your wife raised five kids, she needs another shout out for that.
Well, I didn't want to brag too much.
That's really good. So that's a big deal. So tell us why you're running for office in Farragut.
Well, I see a lot of issues that have come up. You know, there are times when citizens need the town, and I feel that it needs to act more like a partner in people's lives, whether it be issues with their homes or neighborhoods or their businesses. And we also need to provide more appeal to those that want to either visit or shop here. Also, there's a lot of expertise in Farragut. I've discovered that when I've been door knocking over the last few months. And I've met many residents who could contribute to the way the town functions but have been shut out by the system. So I would work to make Farragut's decision-making more open and transparent. And finally, I've met with many citizens who have expressed frustration with the way the town favors new high-density development over the protection of our existing, less urban environments. So I would work to prioritize our existing residents over new development and ensure that the two are compatible moving forward.
The big issues you always hear about, there are really two, growth and traffic, and they kind of go together. So what are your thoughts? And you kind of touched on growth as you were telling just a moment ago. Tell us about your thoughts, though, on growth and how it should be treated and the traffic issues in Farragut.
Well, growth is one of the necessary things. Obviously, the town of Farragut relies on its sales tax base. So we can't be primarily a residential community. We have to incorporate businesses, welcome those in the community, and certainly support those. When it comes to traffic, I know there's a proposal out there now that the town needs a comprehensive traffic plan. You know, in the past, it's been incremental, and it hasn't brought all the different facets together. So an overall comprehensive plan might address that better.
And of course, you've got other areas around that are all growing. They're all fitting in through Farragut, so it makes it even a double situation of a lot of more traffic than there has been ever.
Yes, you are correct.
And what about the actual growth, your thoughts on how should growth be treated?
Well, the founders originally had made Farragut as a single-family bedroom community. You know, it was not intended to have a large amount of apartments where people are basically stacked on each other, which of course contributes to the congestion we're seeing now. So I would like to return to that theme of providing that sort of environment for our community and not try to overbuild on anything else. You know, we are a small community. We're pretty well built out in many areas. So moving forward, the options are getting more and more limited in that.
Do you think a few years ago they ever thought there would be 26,000 citizens in Farragut?
No. I don't know if you knew, but my mother was one of the guidance counselors at the old high school and vice principal at the new high school for many years. And back then, of course, the running joke was the Farragut farmers because it was strictly mm-hmm. rural. When I moved here, my property was surrounded by cows. Of course, that's not the case anymore.
No, it's all changed.
Yep, so the changes have been significant.
So in closing, why should someone vote for Greg Wibberly?
Well, you know, I've been successful coaching in youth sports and directing youth groups, and parents have trusted me with their children. And I've been successful as a project manager, and people have trusted me to get the job done. My campaign has been run the same way as I do anything else, by setting the standard of excellence that people expect. My campaign is being driven by an ever-growing army of volunteers with a shared fundamental belief that the town can do things in a better way. These people include men and women, the young and the old, and some with vastly different political viewpoints. But because how I manage people and resources, it works, and it has worked very well so far. Because of that, I firmly believe that the residents of Farragut can trust me to manage and guide their town forward.
Well, good luck to you. Of course, early voting has now started, and we'll continue through August the 1st. I know the main thing is to get people out and vote, right?
Yes, I encourage everybody to get out and vote. That way you'll have a say in how we're going to move forward.
Our special guest, a candidate for Alderman in Farragut, Greg Wibberly. Let me remind you once again, you can vote at the Farragut Community Center. And it's a great, we were talking about that earlier, just a great building, great complex there.
Yep. Thank you, Darrell.
Good to see you. And again, early voting is going on right now.